Hey, good evening, everyone. Good evening. It is Wednesday, July 19, 2019. I'm Dave Garrett. This is Let's Have a Chat, Wednesday edition. And you know what Wednesday means? That's right. It's Walking Leader Wednesday. That's right. That's where I read from this book. But guess what? We're done with this book for now. So I'm going to start on my second book. Where's your second book? Because here's my second book. Great to follow. I know the camera kind of turns everything around, but that's the second book in the Walking Leader series, and I'm going to dive right into it. I'm going to talk about the book first, and then as the weeks progress, we'll go into the different rules, because yes, there are 20 rules. So here's the introduction. It's been written to be a leader that is great to follow, one has to be an even greater follower. I truly believe this. There have been numerous times that I have been a follower, whether I like it or not. With all my experience, by no means do I claim to be a leader. I don't claim to be one, let alone a great leader. Quite the opposite. In fact, I'm a lifelong follower. I follow all the leaders I have encountered. Unfortunately, there have been bad managers that truly believed they were great leaders, and that belief would eventually become their undoing. Always, those individuals fail to recognize that bad management is an only, well, fail to recognize what bad management is and only perpetuates bad management by doing what they do to the next generation of employees. The undoing of some people I encountered in my military and civilian life was so overwhelming, well, that I wouldn't even come close to considering them leaders to begin with. Sure, they had positions of authority, but that didn't make them leaders. And again, remember that doesn't make them leaders. It doesn't make them automatic leaders. Just because they have that title doesn't mean that they are leaders. They're expected or automatic leadership is a misnomer as leadership, because leadership has to be earned and is never just given. The expectation of given leadership is usually accompanied by a promotion for sticking around long enough or getting a diploma or a degree because they own the company. See, these are the wrong reasons for giving or putting someone in a leadership position or just assuming that I'm going to put you in a leadership position. That's the wrong reason. See, there have been many great leaders and few bad managers in my life. Luckily, there have been more good leaders than bad ones. And unfortunately, there were like the platoon sergeant at my first duty assignment and or my section chief at my last assignment. And in civilian life, there was, well, a recent graduate of a prominent agricultural and mechanical university and a small redhead with a Napoleon complex. I may be a little harsh in my description, but each of those four individuals certainly had it coming. Each one was in a position of authority, and each one had a problem being the kind of individual that I would follow through hell and back. Oh, sure, each one of them made me a better person and showed me I did not have to follow them or emulate their behavior to be successful. No, they clearly showed me if I wanted to be a great manager and a leader of men and women, well, I must never do what they do or what they did. Unfortunately, somewhere along the way, these four individuals were led, well, where they were fed, I'm sorry, they were fed misinformation and believed that their job title put them in a position that required individuals to report to them, then they were automatically leaders, quote unquote. Nothing could be further from the truth. However, on more than one occasion to their employees, these four were, well, they were egotistic, egocentric individuals, and when it came down to it, they could not lead a Cub Scout troop out of a jungle gym. Well, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. These individuals worked hard, I'll give them that much, to get to where they are, and they were put on their on our paths to get to where they were on the paths that we converged and parted ways. They were not gifted their positions of management. They worked hard to climb the ranks of their organization, except for one who graduated college and filled a management training position. Most of them took the normal path to management, while one was on the accelerated route. Now, I am not going to make this a book about that bashes these four individuals. I will use them as examples of where and how I learned from them and why their actions must be a future cautionary tale. Now, folks, I'm a cautionary tale. I guarantee it. And I guarantee it. And as I wrote, in my time in the military and civilian life, I've encountered many great leaders and, of course, many more individuals that had greatness in them, but out of their own fear or self-preservation decided to act as leaders they wanted they wanted to be would mean that for them to act as leaders they wanted to be would mean the end of their careers. Then again, a few never knew they were allowed to be great. That is why I wrote The Walking Leader. Someone had to let them know greatness was within them and within their grasp. And most importantly, you need no one's permission to be great. I know in time, some of these individuals will break out and go beyond their self-imposed chains and achieve greatness. They desire to achieve. Now, who knows, maybe one day I will break through as well. However, in the meantime, here we are, on the precipice of greatness, but we have so far to go and so much to learn and know. This manuscript should serve as another guide from me to you. This time, let's look at it from the front lines on up the chain of command or up the organizational chart. This time, you and I are in the trenches together. We will talk about what it takes to be a great follower first, then a great leader, with or without anyone's permission or approval. On this journey, we will meet the good, the bad, and the uncertain. Lastly, I have changed the names of the guilty and the innocent. However, the deeds are all their own, so if they decide. But we're going to talk about this, and I'm more sure you've encountered individuals like that throughout your career, your schooling, your work life, your business, professional life, whatever you do. You've encountered individuals that are either, you know, well, I've achieved this title, and I got this diploma, and it says the diploma here says I'm a this. And it's like, well, congratulations. But again, there's a long way to go. Just because you've put in the work, congratulations, kudos to you. That's allowed. And that's fine. That's fantastic. But nowhere does it make you an automatic leader. You still have to work for it. Sure, you can read all the books. You can listen to people. You can listen to me. But none of that's going to guarantee you anything until you apply it with good common sense, until you apply it with your heart and your mind, and you apply it without any ego, without any chip on your shoulder, and most of all, without any narcissism. And folks, there's plenty of narcissism out there to go around. That's enough. There's no more. There's no need for that. Remember, just being a human being is really where it's at. And if you can be a human being, you can lead people. You can lead people out of a jungle gym. You can lead them out of a firefight. You can lead them out of an audit. You can lead them to greatness. Just being a human being. A little humility, some tact, some grace. No ego. Check the ego at the door. Because if you've got ego, you're egocentric, at all the everything sets and the sun rises and sets around you and everything revolves around you and your little universe, then you have no place here. And am I sounding harsh? I have to sound harsh because there are far too many people out there that believe that their way is the right way. And I'm here to tell you, I've got my way, but it works for me. It might not work for you. And there's plenty of people out there like that. But so long as you know that, hey, there's other ways of doing things, which I am open to, this is just a guide. It's not the rules. Well, they're the rules, but they're my rules. It's a guide for you. So folks, that being said, let's get on this journey. And every Wednesday, we're going to talk about what's in my second book, The 20 Rules to Becoming a Better Follower and a Leader That's Great to Follow. So pick up your copy on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's there. I saw it. I checked it out. And we'll talk to you then. Until next time, until tomorrow, we talk about leadership principles. Have a great evening. Have a great Thursday. Be safe out there, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care.